You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
You can get everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want. I came in on the plane last evening, which is the way I generally fly. Now, I was seated next to an old boy, and I couldn't help but notice he had his wedding band on this finger, the index finger of the left hand. I commented on it. I said, "Friend, you've got your wedding band on the wrong finger." And he said, "Yeah, I married the wrong woman." And I said, "Well, you know, a man makes a mistake, he's not stuck with it, isn't he?" He said, "Looks like I am." He said, "This is the seventh time I've been married to that woman." I said, "Seven times, same woman?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, how do you explain that?" And he said, "Well, it's easy." He said, "After every divorce, I get a little behind on alimony, and she just repossesses me." I'm glad to see so many girls here. You know, not only are girls capable of dressing an audience up so much, but, well, women are just so much more practical than men. Like this lady down home, Miss Baum came up to her on the street and said, "Ma'am," said, "would you give me a dollar for a sandwich?" And she said, "Well, not until I've seen the sandwich." Now, you see, that's practical. like the two girls talking, one of them said, "Well, I didn't want to marry him for his money, but that is the only way I could get it." You see, now that's practical. And what I want to do is I want to be practical today. I believe if we're going to be practical, we got to set some definite objectives. Yale University, 1953. Graduating class, they did a survey on. They discovered that only 3% of the graduating seniors had definite, predetermined objectives. 20 years later, they did another survey of those seniors who had graduated. Of the 3% who had set those goals, had committed them to paper, who had said, "This I will do," who had made a commitment, the 3% had accomplished more than the 97% who had not written it down. Despite this fact, ladies and gentlemen, 97% of the American people have never committed their objectives to paper. They've never taken the time and written them down and said, "This I will do." We believe there are some very basic reasons why they have not. Number one, they've never been sold, or they've been told, but not sold. "I'm going to sell you on why you gotta." And the second reason is nobody has ever showed them exactly how they can set those goals. "We've got a plan for you." And the third reason is that many people have this fear. You see, if you say you're going to do something and then you don't do it, then you've been wrong at the top of your voice. Even if you don't share it with anybody, if you write it down and then you don't achieve it, then you in your mind have failed. And so a lot of people never go that other step. They never really commit it to paper, because then if they don't reach it, they can always say, "Well, I didn't really want to. That was the reason I didn't." Then there's that fourth reason, ladies and gentlemen, and that is that most people don't think they deserve a beautiful wife or a good husband. Most people don't think they deserve good kids, or deserve to live in a big house, or deserve to accomplish a lot of things. And because they don't think they deserve them, Evelyn, that's the reason they don't set those goals. But Evelyn, you know, I believe man was designed for accomplishment. I believe he's engineered for success. I believe he's endowed with the seeds of greatness. I believe God wants you to make it. I really do. I want to talk about one of the goals. I'm going to talk about money. As a matter of fact, I surprise a lot of people. I'm going to talk a lot about money. Some of my Christian friends every once in a while said, "Zig, how do you reconcile all that talk about money with Christianity?" And I just kind of grin and say, "Well, that's easy. You know, I think God made the diamonds for his folks, not Satan's bunch." Yeah. You know, 23rd Psalm says, "I'm going to live with in his house forever." Now, you know, he's got the building materials of the universe to put it together. Don't you know that's going to be some kind of place? I don't believe he wants me in a chicken shack between here and there. Can't believe it. I want to talk about money. See, a lot of people don't understand it. They talk about cold, hard cash, and it's neither cold nor hard. It's soft and warm. Feels good. Beautifully colored. Go with whatever you've got. I don't care what you wear, and it'll blend in with it. You know, not once has that redhead of mine ever said, "Honey, wait a minute, I got to go change clothes because what I'm wearing won't go with what you're carrying." I mean, it goes good. I don't know your experience with money, but you know, I've had it, and I hadn't had it, and it's better to have it. I mean, it really is. And you know, I'm probably going to surprise you when I say this. Did you know you can't get too much money? That's right. Now, if the money gets you, that's too much. See, if money ever becomes your God, you'll be a miserable human being for life. No way you can make it if you have money as your sole God. And the reason for that, you see, Solomon said, "He who seeks silver will never be satisfied with silver." And we know that's true because in the last 2 years, there have been 5 billionaires to die. Somebody in Dallas said, "I wonder how much money Howard Hughes really left." And somebody else said, "He left it all."
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Prophet University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have 3 choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.